Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. More than 2,000 entrepreneurs, inventors, and investors gather in San Francisco today for Disrupt, a triannual conference put on by the web publication TechCrunch. The conference is an opportunity for new startups to court famous venture capitalists, but also for employers to network and recruit. Torsten Reil of Germany has just opened a local branch of his UK-based company, Natural Motion Games. The SF office employs 8 people. Reil wants to hire more. But he's run into an economic fat running counter to the miserable employment picture across much of the rest of California's economy. Tech is booming.
A lot of companies are courting the same employees. That's why the salaries are increasing, and most of the companies are growing fast. So that means they're not looking to hire one person per month, but 5 in a week.
The conference continues through Wednesday. A study out Friday from the Brookings Institution ties unemployment to education or the lack thereof. Brookings calculated the education gap by taking the years of schooling required to do jobs in any given area and dividing it by the years of education attained by the average working person there. The Inland Empire had one of the highest education gaps in the nation. The average job in the Riverside area, for example, required 13.3 years of education in 2009, while the average working resident had 12.9 years of education. The numbers track across other areas in California with high unemployment rates, like Stockton, Fresno, and Modesto. Over the next month, we'll be looking at why medical debt is at an all-time high in this country, affecting about 1 in 4 adults.
Millions of people. They may not know this, but they are just one accident or one illness away from disaster.
Medical debt turned this man's life upside down. Kelly Weiss has his story.
A few years ago, things were going well for Andy G. He was a self-employed computer programmer in San Francisco. G was an active guy. He was always riding his bike or taking dance lessons. Then work started to dry up. And then this.
I was coming north this way. He was coming west. And he hit me right there.
He points to an intersection just a few blocks from his apartment. Last October, he was riding home on his motorcycle and an uninsured driver ran a stop sign and plowed right into him. G says just like that, his life changed. As he lay on the ground, he knew the bone sticking out of his leg was really bad. But through the pain, he thought, at least I have health insurance.
I wasn't even worried when I first got the bill from the hospital. Because I thought, hey, insurance is going to take care of this.
He was rushed to San Francisco General Hospital and had emergency surgery. He had to stay at the hospital for 6 days. Andy says it all added up.
I had no idea that I would end up owing this amount of money.
G says the price came as a shock. But hey, his insurance was going to pay. Apparently not. His provider, Blue Cross, said the charges were above the customary rate and wouldn't pay for all of them. The hospital and physicians group countered it was a fair price. This left G smack dab in the middle and responsible for the difference, $72,000. He was unemployed and getting over his surgery at the time, but that didn't stop the medical bills from coming.
The first phase, as I'm sure you know, is denial.
He says for months he just pretended nothing was happening. But now he spends hours each day trying to get help on the bills and to stop the collection notices.
I've been feeling just so much anger from this whole thing of, you know, why did I get hit? And then why are you sending me to collections? Why don't we try to work something out?
G worries that to pay off his debt, he'll have to burn through the savings that he's been living on. And he thinks about how his credit score is being ruined over a medical emergency. He doesn't sleep well. And as he's tossing and turning late at night, he might flip on the TV and find this.
Just imagine if you could find a way to wipe out your medical debt in 12 to 36 months. That's right.
Programs like these, for a fee, will try to negotiate a discounted payment with your creditors. Rob Quinlan is a debt counselor with the nonprofit ClearPoint Financial Solutions. He says, avoid them. There's no guarantee they'll work, and you could just lose your money. Still, Quinlan says it's tempting for many people. Right now, a quarter of his clients are struggling with medical debt, and it's increasing.
Because of the recession and unemployment, certainly there are those that are having more medical debt and then using what they feel are the options to cover those debts.
Some of those options, payday loans and credit cards. He says taking on more debt to pay off debt is another no-no. Quinlan says people also start putting off other bill payments for essential things like food and rent.
Once you have medical debt that is ongoing, it can be a domino effect.
People do turn to credit cards when they're in this situation. That's according to Mark Rukavina. He's with the health advocacy group, the Access Project. He says last year, about 1 in 4 people used plastic to pay off medical bills. And he says through the recession, their credit card balances have gotten bigger.
What we've seen over the past few years is that people put these medical expenses on their credit cards. And oftentimes, the problem magnified because of penalties, late fees, and interest charged on those bills.
Rukavina says medical debt can hit anyone. In fact, about 2/3 of people with it have health insurance. Patients with insurance have to pay more in copays these days. And Rukavina says many buy plans that offer little coverage because that's all they can afford.
Unfortunately, more and more Americans, more and more Californians understand this isn't a problem that's isolated to those without insurance.
The problem is medical debt is different than other consumer debt. The debt counselor, Rob Quinlan, says it affects the poor, the middle class, the young, and the old. And then add on a recession.
I remember as a child, my dad used to say, you cannot get blood out of a turnip. And simply meaning, if you don't have the money to pay debt, you just don't have the money.
This is something people with medical debt understand too well. Remember Andy G.? He says he's trying to negotiate discounts on his bills so he can pay off his debt. But so far, he's not having much success. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Weiss.
That story was produced in collaboration with the California Healthcare Foundation's Center for Health Reporting. You'll find an audio slideshow with Andy Gee at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Monday, September 12th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com. The SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar, SunPowerSolar.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org.